Excellent. Okay, well, Tom, do you have a game pick of the week for us?
Yes, ma'am,
Excellent.
I do. This week, my pick of the week is something that should have been out earlier last week and should just now be rolling onto store shelves. It's a real-time strategy game called Dragon Shard. If you're not familiar with the genre, real-time strategy games are pretty much all about building up an army, moving them around a little map, and then watching them fight other armies. The very little secret about them, however, is that you generally have to get in and move villagers around and harvest gold and wood, and that they end up ultimately being these economic simulators. One of the geniuses of Dragon Shard, which is a Dungeons & Dragons licensed real-time strategy game, is it avoids all of this, and it keeps the emphasis squarely on moving around a handful of little guys and making them do interesting things. It's much more based on controlling a small party of adventurers rather than trying to manage a big army, which can be like herding cats for a lot of people.
So is it similar to like Myth then?
No, not really, because Myth was still based on things like formation and little tactical considerations. It's very much sort of a cross between Warcraft 3 and Diablo. It has Warcraft 3's sort of smaller focus and that sort of fantasy charm, but it has more of Diablo's interactivity and sort of action orientation. One of the really clever things that it does is it splits the game between a surface level, where you're sending larger groups around and collecting magical crystals, and an underground level, which is much more like playing Dungeons & Dragons, where you're avoiding traps and fighting monsters and looking for gold. And you have to weigh difficult decisions about, do you go overland, do you go under the dungeon, what kind of units are you going to build? It's not about climbing a tech tree to get the most powerful unit. It's about giving you choices for what different things to build.
Ooh, I'd play that.
That sounds
it's
cool.
A very, very shrewd design. I saw it a couple of times for previews and came away kind of unimpressed because it looks at first blush very much like a Me Too real-time strategy game. But the guys at Liquid Entertainment who created it have done an excellent, excellent job of making what I think is one of the most exciting real-time strategy games in the last 5 years. And that's really saying a lot considering how many good RTSs, mm-hmm. as they're called, we've seen lately.
That's great, Tom. Thank you very much. We'll
Sounds
have to
very,
run, out,
very cool.
run out and get it. Dragon Shard.
Yeah, I'd like to have a look at that myself.
There is
our
a,
listeners, as everybody knows, I'm certainly not a gamer by any stretch, but that does sound interesting to me.
And I think Brad, too. Brad, aren't you an internationally ranked Total Annihilation champion?
Not even. You know, I used to be on
but
there.
You have a big background in RTSs, and I think this is something that someone like you can appreciate for the very shrewd design choices it makes, but it's also something that someone like Derek can appreciate for the sort of immediate accessibility of the action and the sort of role-playing aspects and the vivid fantasy world it creates.
Terrific. Well, thank you again.